Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Welcome back to BabeCast. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Can't believe it's December already. It's like Christmas threw up all over everywhere, even before Thanksgiving. And like I said before, not really a big fan of that, but to each his own. I also just want to say something really quick before I get into today's guest. I have received several emails about people to feature, and I'm getting to you. This is like a never-ending podcast, you know, until I get fired or something. But seriously, I have a lot of women to get to, and I'm really excited to keep on doing this. So if you've sent me an email, I've read it, I appreciate it, and I will reach out ASAP. Also, I encourage you to keep sending me emails to recommend someone to be on the podcast. My email is Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, at W-A-P-E.com. And just a little social plug, if you guys don't follow me, I always update when I post a new episode on my Instagram and Facebook. My Instagram is Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, M-I-L-I-S-S-A, Megan Melissa. And then Facebook, it's Megan, W-A-P-E. Go follow me and we can be best buds. Today on BabeCast, someone who does a lot. An artist, a designer, she's the creator of Jax is Rad. Please welcome Ansley Randall. Microphone okay. A little bit closer just because I want everybody to hear you.
Right.
You're good.
Okay.
Is that wait, better? Yeah, perfect. So you're a designer, artist, / creator, / you got a lot of things going on, right?
Yes. Okay. Too many things.
So many things. And I first met you at Madewell because you worked there too.
Yes. I'm the stylist at Madewell.
So. Yeah. And I remember always thinking, like, literally, I've said this to my boyfriend before. I'm like, she's so nice. And you don't make, like, people feel like they have to buy something, which right. I, like, 100% appreciate.
I always want people to, like, look super good in their clothes and feel good about themselves. Yeah. I never am like, you have to buy this.
Yeah.
Because I have to make my sales goals.
Right. But. And that's totally the vibe you give off, which okay, I, like, good. 100% appreciate.
That's good.
Have you worked in retail for a while? Is that, like, something you've done? Like,
I have. Through the years and just college and stuff, I worked for The Gap.
You did?
It's
okay.
Great. Yeah, but Madewell is definitely like the best store.
I love Madewell.
They're the most supportive people I think I've ever met, to all the girls.
But they're dangerous because when I go in there, I always spend money. So that's why you're like, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, I'm trying to stay away.
I know. It's hard for me because I just want to buy everything.
I know.
All the new collection. And one of my managers, she always gets us like pumped up about all the clothes coming in.
Well, it's always so cute.
Yeah.
And like,
and then if we buy it or if we like wear the clothes, then other customers will be like, oh, I like that on you. Like, I want to buy that. So
it's just a cute place where you literally can just like put on a t-shirt and then like a pair of jeans and like look so cute without it being like something fancy.
Yeah. That's like the most appeal of why I've always loved it.
Sometimes I feel like it's a little bit more girly than like my actual style. Like I feel like some of the things but like the ruffly stuff, like that's not really me, but I
me
like
neither.
It on other people, it just feels like weird on
especially
me,
especially the new stuff coming out is super girly.
Yeah.
I'm like buttoned down, super simple,
on the same page.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Right. Where are you from? Are you from Jacksonville?
I'm from Jacksonville, Neptune Beach.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you go to school here, like college?
I went to Fletcher High School.
Okay.
And then I went to Flagler College.
Awesome.
And I studied graphic design.
So you went to school for graphic design and now that's like what you're doing.
Yes. Graphic design and fine art.
Right. So you have your part-time job at Madewell, but you're also like, you're running your own business or?
I have my part-time job at Madewell and then I work, I have my own graphic design business and I make handmade products.
What's your graphic design business name? Is it just your name?
Yes.
Okay.
AR Studios.
Okay, AR Studios.
Yeah.
I love it.
Studios.
That sounds so profesh.
Yeah, it is. So.
Okay. So,
I try to be.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. What's your favorite thing to do in your spare time if you have any? Like what are your like some of your hobbies that you do when you're not working? Are you just working always?
Oh my gosh. I'm always working. I feel like I never stop. Recently I've just had to be like, Ansley, you gotta stop.
Because right.
like I think I've been on this like mode all year, like I have to do this. When I'm not working, I'm usually painting.
Okay.
So I try to hang out with friends too. And
right.
just like take a break.
Have a social
from
life. Yeah. So do you paint like just for fun, or is it something that you paint and sell your paintings?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
And painting is like has always been something that I've always loved because it's super just peaceful. Like whenever I paint, I feel like my whole world, like whatever's going on, is just kind of fades
you're like
away.
Focus and you're not yes. thinking about anything
yes.
else.
That's like the only thing that I've it's like therapy.
Yeah, it was like your outlet essentially.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's both fun and something you try to do for maybe some extra money.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So like explain a day in the life. So I know you like if you go to work at Madewell, it's not like you're not full time there. So
no.
you have some
and
time.
I usually have like little shifts there because of being a stylist and stuff.
Right. Wait, so you're a stylist and not, is there a difference?
I'm a stylist.
You're the stylist.
Yes.
Okay, what does that
mean?
I mean, I know what a stylist means.
Well, there's the sales associates, and then I'm the stylist that I'm pretty much like people can come in, they can schedule an appointment with me,
oh, okay.
or I can help. I just try to help style people. I'm like the main salesperson.
I didn't
too.
Know there was a difference between
yeah.
a sales associate and a. I didn't know that. I thought yeah. you guys were just all stylists.
That's the pretty much the difference.
Okay.
About me is that I'm just.
Oh,
like
that's
the
cool. Was that something
person.
That you like always wanted to do, or did you just like kind of fall into it?
I kind of fell into it because they're like, "Hey, you're great at sales. Like, do you want to do this?" And so at first I was like, "I don't know if I can make like sales goals and stuff," but.
Which is funny because I just said the exact opposite about you.
Yeah.
Is I don't feel like you like are pushy or like.
Right.
I feel like you're literally just like this might look good on you.
Well, I'm just like talking to the people
yeah.
that come in, so it's more like my outlet to get away from the computers.
Okay, so when you're not at Madewell, are you like at home? Do you have a studio at home, or
yeah,
do you go to?
I feel like I work a lot out of a coffee shop, so I'm always at like a Bold Bean or Southern Grounds or something like that working.
Right.
Gosh, when I'm not there, I'm always either in meetings or just designing. So designing or painting or whatever. Like if I'm not designing something, I'm usually working on like my artwork or handmade products.
Right.
So
do you have clients that you work for, or is this
yes.
all just kind of creative?
Both.
Okay.
I mean, I have clients for my graphic design work
right.
that come in, and some are like, you know, some are bigger than others, or
mm-hmm.
some give you more work than others. So there's always like a balance of that. And I think just as a graphic designer, you have seasons where like you have tons of work and then it kind of drops off or like.
Right.
So it's just. It's
it just
like
depends.
That
it's always
balance.
Different.
Yeah.
So that's why you like to have the job at Madewell where it's like a little bit more consistent.
Yes.
Just so you know that you're
yeah.
like having
so
some
it's
money.
So like at least it's something.
Right.
But it's still like it's retail. So.
Sure.
You gotta
yeah.
like. You just gotta keep, I don't know, you just gotta keep hustling.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do except, that's why I think I'm always working because I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of fading here, so I gotta build this up. And
what are some of the clients that you work with?
I've been working with the Mackenzie Wilson Foundation, just doing their graphics.
Okay.
I've done a bunch of just nonprofits all over the country. That's what I used to do is building up nonprofits.
And then how do awesome. Like how do they find you, or do you go to them? How does that work?
A lot of people just hear about me through word of mouth.
Okay.
And
like, do you feel like social media has a lot to do with that, or
yes.
is it kind of okay?
Yeah, I feel like Instagram's helped a lot, and then just meeting people and everyone. I'm always like, yeah, I'm a graphic designer, I like have my own business and
right.
stuff. So that's kind of like how I've built all of that up,
right.
too. So,
are you really busy right now? Like, what's your day like right now? Are you slammed, or are you kind of...
Right now, well, recently, this week I've been focusing on, like, Jax's Rad stuff,
okay.
too. I mean, I can talk about that.
Yeah.
Too, but the last couple weeks or last few months have been all about, like, the Mackenzie Wilson Foundation.
Okay, so just kind of...
stuff like that.
All about balance.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I saw, like, I was creeping on your Instagram because that's what I do best. What about inspirations for you? I saw, like, a couple of posts that you wrote about a girl who lived with you, who used to create drama, which essentially made you create things as an outlet to take that out. I want you to kind of share, if you want, some of those stories. I mean, you shared it on social media, so I figured it'd be fine with sharing it.
I mean, I guess I could.
Just, like, just a little bit of background on, like, what happened there and, like, how does that help you create your designs?
Right. Well, this year, so there's this pattern design show. It was in May in New York. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to go to it. It's called Surtex, and it's a pattern textile design show. And that has always been my dream, just, like, go there and promote myself or just go and meet these designers. And the National Stationery was going on, and ICFF, which is the contemporary, like, art, I guess, interior design show. And that was, like, my goal this year.
So do you go there and you, like, set up a booth and you're kind of like, here I am, here's my business?
Yeah, and I didn't go because I just didn't, financially, I wasn't there to be there. But in the future, I would love to be there. But I just went just to, like, see how to get into this and how, because I don't,
it's like, hard. As a guest, you went?
Yeah, and talked to everybody. And it was cool just to, like, meet the designers. And they come from all over the world. And you have the huge brands that come in looking for specific kind of items and stuff.
Right, so, like, different people's styles and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, like Crayola or Urban Outfitters, Anthropologie, like all those people, the buyers come in.
Right.
So that's awesome, cool. Just to meet all those people.
And and then you essentially want to be, like, a part of that.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was, like, my goal this year, is to go to that and just figure out how to get into that world or just inspiration from it. And I started, you know, thinking about patterns, stuff like that, and, like, what is a huge part of me that would be my inspiration. And a huge part of me is I've had so many crazy roommates in my life. Like, that's just, like, my story.
Yeah. Are they friends or just random?
Yeah,
or?
They were, a lot of them were, like, some of my best friends or, like, good friends that I
lived
with.
That's hard.
It is.
I've been there. I understand 100%. Like, like, some of my best friends I've gotten into huge fights with. Like, literally blowout fights.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's hard.
I think, like, my story is I've had so many toxic people in my life, and I really had to learn, like, you know, red flags in people, and, you know, it's just a process of learning about that. But I think I always allowed these people to hold me back, too, because I always think of, like, stuff they said to me or anything like that, and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. And so, like, and people, like, I always share crazy roommate stories of, you know, one girl. One of the girls, the pattern was mac and cheese, that one day I walked in, and in the kitchen, there were just mac and cheese noodles, like, all over the floor. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I wasn't mad or anything like that. I was like, what happened here?
Yeah, something exploded.
And they blamed it. Like, she was like, oh, I think a ghost did this and stuff.
What?
But, like, no one would fess up about it.
So and I was, that's like, so
stories
stupid.
Like that. Right, right. So I just started, like, thinking of any, like, roommate stories. You know, I have one that I had to grab my stuff and run from her. Like, another one had a roach collection.
Where do you find these freaking people?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. What?
Some of them were from college. And then I lived out in Colorado. And those were, like, the craziest roommates. Like,
wow.
I had two different girls. One I had to grab my stuff and run from. She was insane. That was the post I just did yesterday about her boyfriend bringing me flowers.
That is a really interesting story. That really happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Until this day, I'm like, what happened?
Her boyfriend brought you flowers on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And it said your name on the flowers.
Yeah, it said for Ansley.
What? Like, did she lose her mind? Like, did she know?
I kind of wonder if she, like, set stuff like that up. Too, because it was, like, always these weird situations or just drama that you're, like, that I was in the middle of, but I was like, wait a second. Like, how did this happen?
Like, you think she did it and wrote your name on it? Because
I think she got him to bring me flowers. And because I remember I, like, had them set out because I was like, when I walked in the house and I saw them, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. Like, I'm going to blame it on, like, my roommate. Maybe my roommate wrote it because it didn't say his name on it. And when my roommate came in, I was like, oh, thanks for the flowers. Like, I kind of blamed it on her. And she's like, oh, no, they're from my boyfriend. So
What?
It was just weird.
Is so weird.
So stuff like that happened.
So did
her
she like blame it on you and say like?
I kind of wonder.
Are you trying to like hook up with my boyfriend?
Right. Like, yeah. It was like like she kind of planted it, but it was
to see if it was real, and maybe she was self-conscious about it happening, and she was trying to like set you up or something.
That's
to confess
kind of how I feel, because she did like a lot of stuff like that. She was the one I had to grab myself and run at the ends from her, because she
like
was,
literally like she was threatening your life.
At the ends, I thought like I would have nightmares that she was gonna come in and like stab me in my sleep or something like that.
Oh my God.
And finally, I never, like, I was out there by myself and I never told, like, my family that or anything like that, because I would have been like, you're coming home right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So, but your family still lives in Jacksonville.
Yes.
So did you just move home with them, or do you like, so hopefully you don't leave with
them. I stayed out there after that. Well, I went into my job because she turned all the electricity and power off on me. Like, it was just all this stuff that
yeah,
she was creating, all this drama.
Yeah.
And I went to my job and I was like, if you don't find me a place to live now, like, I'm moving home.
Yeah.
And they did. Like, they found me a place, like, in between roommates. But
oh, good.
They like came in there.
Now you don't live with any crazy roommates.
Now
right?
I don't have any roommates.
Okay,
it's so great.
Great. Amazing.
But that was my inspiration, because like all these stories, they really affected me and really hurt me. And I just want their craziness to push me forward instead of holding me back. Like, I want them to get where I'm going.
Yeah.
And not to make me.
It's just so unnecessary too. Like, there's so many other things you need to be focusing on, whether you're when you're in school or when you're like in working. Like, your home life should be like the least stressful thing.
Right. And living girls, it's just hard.
Yeah.
And like, it's hard. And I just didn't realize, like, I guess I would be in situations like, oh, well, she's my best friend. Like, she won't do that to me, or, you know, I was just naive like that.
Yeah. And so maybe situation. So you said like the flowers, you made like a pattern out of the flowers.
Yes.
Just as like an inspiration.
Yes.
So what did you do with that pattern?
Usually this one, I didn't do anything with the flower one yet, but usually I'll make it into like wallpaper. I made a bunch of just gift cards too. One of them was textile fabric.
Oh, okay.
Like
cool.
TV stamps. And
so you just hand draw it out and then.
Yeah, draw it, or I've done stamps or painted it. And yeah, it's really fun, because everything, when you design a pattern, you have to be like, this pattern looked great on this.
Right.
So I kind of, my pattern portfolio kind of turned into like a lot of different things.
Cool.
And I love interior design and stuff. So that's kind of.
Okay.
I pushed a lot of that.
Nice.
But it's fun.
Jax is Rad is your company or your brand?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Okay. So can you talk about that and explain, like, is it an apparel company?
Yeah. Jax is Rad it's a brand that I started. It started originally as a brand, and it's kind of turned into a movement in our city of positivity. And kind of my heart is, especially this year, just creating stuff and meeting so many. I feel like I've met so many amazing artists and musicians and entrepreneurs, and I feel like you don't hear about them.
Yeah.
Or they just don't have like a platform for them to be seen and heard. And so that's kind of my heart behind everything is for these people to be heard. And
yeah, I totally agree with you. That's like part of the reasons why I'm doing this.
Right.
It's the same idea. That's awesome. So what is Jax is Rad? Like, what do you do? Is it, do you sell? I mean, I've seen like you sell apparel.
Yeah.
So what else do you do?
I sell apparel, and I've been sponsoring tons of events, and everybody's just, they'll message me and ask me to be there and just promote it or something
cool
like that, because I have a big following with that. And I'm starting to plan out my own events, and yeah, we'll see.
What kind of events?
Just anything. Like, I just want to plan fun events
that
bring in community,
bring
together.
People together, like a networking kind of thing.
Because that's what I feel like Jacksonville lacks to his community.
Yeah.
And why not? Like,
yeah.
You know, I have this tool that's for some reason is growing, and why not start some parties? So
you created the logo and stuff for that, obviously, and then you sell, like, do you have a website for that?
Yes, jaxisrad.com.
Okay, perfect.
So yes, and that, there's that, and just trying to figure that out of reining in my free spiritness.
Nice.
To be like a business.
I love it.
Person.
Are you going out to Art Walk and stuff like that ever?
A little bit. I'll go to Vagabond flea market too. I needed to go to Riverside Arts Market. They asked me to come. I just have
been
so busy.
I've actually never been there.
Really?
Yeah. I live at the beach, so it's like, always like a hike. You do too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So are you trying to get your stuff, like whether it be Jax's Rad or your own personal creations out to events like that?
Right. And that's what I'll bring, kind of both. Like, here's the
I was wondering, is it two separate?
If you want to sell Jax's Rad. So I do try to keep both separate because, like, I am Ansley Randall. I'm a designer, but yeah, I have this business. And I don't, like, it's not about me. That's the thing. It's like, I don't want it to be about me.
Do you have people working with you for Jax's Rad?
I just got a girl to help me with social media. But like my first. Yeah. I sat down with some friends and.
I didn't realize it was you behind that. Because I follow it on Instagram and I think I saw you guys out at the Makery.
Yes.
So what are some of your favorite, aside from Jax's Rad, like what are some of your favorite items you've created for your AR studios?
Well, one of my favorite items, I make purses out of my canvases. So I'll paint huge abstract paintings and then I'll cut them up and sew them into like clutches.
Nice.
So that's been really fun. And they're cool because they're like stiff at first, but then they soften up over time. I love screen printing. So I've been able to screen print some stationery and stuff. That's been fun. It's cool because you're just like, I like this and I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
You know,
so you bring that stuff to events and stuff, or you just mostly sell that online?
I bring those to events and stuff. I actually, they're not online. I need to put them online.
I was going to say, you should be selling, because I don't know if I've seen them.
Yeah,
you should totally be selling them online.
I'll post them on my Instagram, but mostly at events, I'll try to sell my purses and stuff.
So is that something that you just do whenever you like feel like it, or is it something that's kind of high in demand?
Either way.
Yeah, there's no solid answer.
I'm
asking for like specific. You're like, I don't know. It depends on the day. It's fine.
I mean, this beginning of this year, I made so much of my products and stuff that
just depends on what's going on.
Yes, right. It depends. And I still, like, the other day I was thinking, I need to start painting again. And I do love, like, I've been painting scenes around Jack's Mill, making them into postcards and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So I did all three of the Bold Beans, and Bold Beans now selling my postcards. And I just finished Vagabond and Town Beer and stuff.
That's awesome.
But and I use gouache paints and stuff. So
okay.
I love that.
I have no idea what that is. I'm acting like I'm like, oh, okay, cool, gouache. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like in between watercolor and acrylic paint.
Ah,
so you can make
it
more opaque or more translucent. That's fun.
You must have a lot of patience.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I don't. I feel like I'm such, but I'm like fast when I work too. I'm a very fast worker. Even when I design and stuff, I'm always like, I gotta get this done like now. So
really?
I'm really great.
I'm like the most impatient person. Like, I don't know if I could like sit in an area and draw something out for like an extended period of time.
Like, I can paint for hours and not even like notice how long.
Just probably your thing.
Yeah.
Because you get like sucked up into it and you're not thinking about the time.
Definitely.
So what would you say your long-term goal is? Because you're like literally all over the place. You're like working at Madewell, your graphic design, you're painting, you're making bags, you're running Jax's Rad. What would be your like main like ultimate goal? Like, you said something about interior before.
Yeah.
Like, would that be your goal to, you know, maybe go to that thing in New York? And
after coming back from there, I was like, I gotta do it. One day I definitely want to go to New York City and be at a show like that. That was super inspiring because,
like, as your brand.
Yeah. And that was cool because I got to see that you don't have to be in New York City to be someone or live there. And building up just my graphic design business just to go full time with that.
Just full time.
If I can leave Madewell. I love Madewell, though.
I know. But that would be like your ideal. Like, I mean, you might get to a point where you're so busy where you might not have time to do.
And that's what I don't. I only work there on weekends now. So I've had to cut down my hours with that. Building up Jax's Rad, too. And that's kind of a huge goal of mine for 2018 is.
Do you have anything coming up, like specifically event wise or projects that you're working
December
on that you want to talk about?
First, I'm going to have my first Jax's Rad event. So I need to like post about that soon.
Oh, where is that going to be?
That's going to be at Blue Jay Listening Room, which she's.
Where is that? I've never heard of that.
You have to come because it's at the beach. She's awesome and brings in musicians. Like, her heart. Mine's more about community and the art scene, and hers is more about like musicians. And she brings in musicians. It's right across from Bold Bean and Jack's Beach. upstairs what? From Casa Maria.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
She hasn't been open too long, but she brings in musicians. It's super chill and like has beer and wine there.
Oh, it's like a bar?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a music store.
Yeah, it's more like a little bar and you can just sit there and listen to music. Oh. So it's really like, I just wanted to sit there for hours every time I go in. So Kara, she started Blue Jay Listening Room. She's awesome.
That's awesome. So you're going to have a little Jax's Rad event there?
Yes. That's going to be my first one, and probably in the spring I'll have something bigger.
That's amazing.
This will be smaller just because it's a smaller venue.
Yeah, that's so fun.
I'm excited. And then probably Vagabond Flea Market. So I need to do Riverside Arts Market too.
Okay.
So I'll be out there with some artwork and Christmas stuff and everything, holiday.
Where can people check out your work and follow you and, you know, give all the websites, social, all that stuff
so
people
many.
Can go do it.
AnsleyRandall.com is my graphic design website and stuff, and I'll post my patterns and illustrations on there.
But you can't buy anything on there. It's just kind of showcase what you have and what you do. Okay, cool.
I need to add it. And then, my Instagram, AnsleyRandall or Jax's Rad_1, not the high school girl one. So, to make that clear.
Okay.
Or JaxsRad.com.
Okay, so everybody go follow her or stop by Madewell on the weekends and go see her.
Yeah.
And she'll like hook you up with some really cute clothes.
Yeah.
Ainsley, thank you so much.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.